Merci beaucoup, Madame.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Regarding violence against women, we have two laws which deal with this phenomenon, the Information and Communication Code and the Digital Code. These contain provisions that allow for prosecution of the perpetrators of such violence, and we also have a mechanism on complaints, a special entity where complaints can be lodged, which is responsible for investigations, so as to retrace the origin of the media or source that was at the height of that cyber violence, and to begin proceedings and submit the file to a competent court, competent in cybercrime matters, and then the court will rule on the facts. This is an emerging issue, but it has been factored in our existing provisions. We have had some cases of complaints received which were looked into and then a judicial decision was handed down on them. With the ULFPA, submitted a proposal to Benin 7 years ago, if I believe it was Make All Spaces Safe for Women and Girls. The aim of this project is to strengthen legislation, to strengthen preventive measures, suppression and management of cybercrime, including cyber violence against women. This project is going to be integrated into that entity to bolster its case management. And so this is something that is being addressed in our legislation. And indeed, we could hold a reflection to consider how to improve the legislative framework and how to get more specific about who deals with cyber violence against women. That was what I wanted to say on that matter. And now, on follow-up, I think there was something about perpetrators. So two things. The sentence against them may be served, and then there is rehabilitation work. And at that level, it is rather NGOs who are active. And that was what I wanted to say on that matter.